fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's murder on the trail ahead! Oh, Silver! Hoy!
It was a night of stars. A full moon rode high in the heavens, casting grotesque shadows behind the sagebrush and strangely shaped boulders in the canyon below. It caught the figures of a masked man astride a white stallion and an Indian who sat apaint and wove fantastic caricatures which galloped with towering strides along the ground beside them. Suddenly the riders and their shadows reined up and listened to the rumble of an approaching stagecoach.
A nice stage lineup, Tonto.
Driver push horses plenty fast.
I don't blame him. This canyon is festered with outlaws. They've held up the stage before.
That's right.
No one knows where and when the gang will strike next. Afterwards, they disappear as mysteriously as if the night had swallowed them.
That gunfire
came from those men riding from behind the sagebrush. Stage is heading into an ambush. Those men are masked. Come on, Silver.
Come on, let's count.
You want them cash boxes, driver?
No, you don't. Them boxes contain pay cash for the United States Army at Fort Lenape.
Keep out of this, guard. Keep them hands up. You won't live to report this robbery, Savvy.
Be careful, boss. We don't want no shooting.
Put in your lip, Windy. I'm running the show. Get them boxes, boys.
Hey, ain't I heard your voice before?
That's just what I was thinking, Hank. Seems to me it's mighty familiar.
If you want to stay healthy, you better get rid of them thoughts.
Easy, boss.
Shut up, Windy.
Now I remember.
Yeah, me too, but it can't be the same man, Hank.
You asked for it, boss!
Oh, who's the
fellow? Easy, big fellow.
I'm afraid we're too late, Tonto.
Both the driver and the guard have been shot. See if there's anything you can do, Kimosabe.
Them dead.
Yeah, I thought so.
What we do now?
The stage to Powder City is due along here any minute. We'll put these men inside this coach for their partners to find here. Give me a hand. That's it. Now the other one. Hand me those blankets, Tonto. That's as much as can be done for them until the Powder City stage comes. Now we work to do, Kimosabe.
We trail gang.
He's a big fella. Right. They've got a good start on us, but with a full moon, we should be able to follow their trail.
Isn't that right?
Hold on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
An hour later, the moon looked down on an ominous sight. While a ring of outlaws watched, Flint stood with his feet apart in the middle of an obscure trail, his hairy hands resting on the twin butts of his six guns. Facing him was Windy.
You've shut off your mouth once too often, Windy.
I didn't bargain for murder, Flint.
You spavin' Morse horn. Them tongue-wagging fools recognize me. They'll have exposed me as soon as they got back to town.
Just the same, murder is going too far.
Windy's getting soft, ain't he, boy?
I'll handle this, Dutch.
Sure, boss.
Well, Windy.
My mind's made up, Flint. I'm quitting the gang.
You wouldn't be aiming to collect that reward money, would you?
I never squealed in my life.
Maybe so, but $10,000 is a mighty big temptation.
What do you mean, Flint?
We ain't taking any chances.
No, you can't mean that, Flint. You're already done in two men tonight.
That's what makes it easy, Windy. One more don't make no difference.
I won't talk, Flint. I swear it. I won't talk.
That was a gunshot, Toto.
Ah.
We must be closer to the gang than we thought.
Shot come from round bend.
Listen.
Them fellas made getaway.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Count.
Know what that shot was for, Toto?
Me not know.
Couldn't have been another hole up on this trail.
That right.
There's a band we'll soon know.
Keep a sabby. Look there.
It's a man lying on the trail.
Ah.
Oh, Silver.
Look out. Oh, Toto.
Easy, big fella. He's still alive, Toto.
Me bring water.
Oh, he's badly wounded, Tonto. I doubt that we can save him.
Wound in chest. Hit plenty bad.
He's opening his eyes. Here, give him a sip of water from the canteen.
Mashed.
Don't try to talk yet. Do what you can for him, Tonto.
Water. You're an outlaw.
No.
But you're masked.
That's not important now. Who shot you?
I'm cashing in, stranger.
Tell me the name of the man who shot you. My friend and I will see that he pays for it.
I've been an outlaw most of my life, mister.
Yes.
But I never squealed. Savvy.
But this is murder.
Windy. That's me. I talk too much, but never squealed.
Wound plenty bad. Tonto not able to help him.
Ain't nobody can help me now. But, mister, you listen.
I'm listening.
Plenty cash.
Yes.
Death Cavern.
Plenty of cash at Death Cavern?
Yeah. You go there.
Is there a gold load there?
Yeah. You'll find out. You take it. Maybe that'll revenge me.
He's gone, Tonto. Death Cavern.
Tonto no cavern. It's south of here.
I've heard several stories about it, Tonto. Said that men who have gone inside the cavern have died there very mysteriously.
That place plenty bad.
No one knows what caused their death. A few men who stumbled out of the cavern before they died didn't even have a mark on them.
That right.
And yet, Windy wants us to go there.
And we go to Death Cavern?
Yes, Kemosabe. Just as soon as it's daylight. Meanwhile, we'll take care of this little fellow. The next day, in the sheriff's office in Lenape, two hard-faced, thin-lipped men conferred. One wore the sheriff's star. His name was Flint.
The other, Dutch, wore the badge of deputy.
Well, one thing we don't have to worry about, Dutch, that's Windy.
Yeah, with that loose jawed maverick 6 feet under, nobody will know we're outlaws.
He couldn't have picked a better hideout than Death Cavern either, thanks to Windy.
Yeah, he sure fixed that place for his fine. Even if folks knew we were the outlaws, they'd be too blame scared to go in the cavern and grab us.
But that ain't enough.
What do you mean, Flint?
Folks are getting restless. We gotta pin all them holdups we pulled on somebody soon, or there'll be a new sheriff and a new deputy sitting in these chairs.
I guess you're right.
And if that happens, we won't be tipped off when there's gold being freighted on the stairs, your extra heavy deposits at the bank.
So as we can take extra precautions to safeguard them, huh, Flint?
The murder of the stage driver and guard last night is gonna stir up a hornet's nest. And the sooner somebody is hung for it, the safer it'll be for us.
You, got somebody in mind?
Yeah.
Who?
Just the right party. Somebody's coming. It's Marshal. Howdy, Marshal.
Flint, the driver and guard of the Lenape stage were murdered on the trail last night. What are you aiming to do about it?
Well, I was just going out.
All the cash boxes were stolen, too. Them boxes were the property of the United States government. Pay cash for the soldiers at the fort.
I know that, Marshal.
If you know so much, why ain't you doing something about it?
Well, I ain't doing it.
Flint, you're the poorest excuse for a sheriff I ever saw. And this deputy of yours is even worse. If you don't put a stop to the thieving and killing that's been going on around here pronto, you can both kiss them stars goodbye.
Yeah, I am putting a stop to it, Marshal. Today.
How's that?
I'm leaving to arrest the leader of the gang right now.
Who is it?
Jeff Young.
Jeff Young? Are you out of your head? Jeff Young's never even been guilty of disturbing the peace.
Maybe so. But he's a dispatcher for the stage line. He didn't know when gold or pay cash was coming through.
I reckon you're right about that.
You know, I found out a lot of things about Jeff Young. And every one of them points to him as a leader of the outlaws. And as a murderer.
I'm listening, Flint, and you'd better show proof. I ain't one to be taken in by a phony arrest so you and Dutch can save your faces.
You'll have the proof, Marshal. Here's how it adds up.
Meanwhile, after conducting a simple burial service for Windy, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the now almost invisible trail of the outlaws. The sun baked the canyon with an almost intolerable heat. Then as they came to a turn in the trail, a breeze sprang up.
That breeze feels good, huh, Tonto?
Uh-huh.
These rock slopes hadn't obscured the gang's trail, we could have made better time.
Uh-huh. Them make tracks pretty hard to find.
Only you could have picked up the trail, Kemosabe.
Over there, we find Death Canyon.
These tracks seem to be leading right to it.
That's right.
I wonder if the gang could be hiding out in the cavern.
Cavern bring death?
That's the story we've heard.
That not story, that true. Me no place.
The cavern is right below us there.
That entrance ahead.
Steady, Silver.
You think feller on trail tell truth?
Windy? He wouldn't have any reason to lie to us, Tonto. That's what makes me sure it's safe to enter the cavern. The fact that there's cash concealed in it. What is it, big fella? Something's troubling Silver, Tonto.
Why you stop?
That breeze, Tonto. Did you smell anything?
No, me not.
And there it is again. An acrid odor.
Now me smell it. That gas.
Gas? I wonder where it can be coming from.
I not know.
It's carried by the wind. It can't be far away. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The odor is stronger now, Tonto. It must. There's where it's coming from, that hole.
That right.
The hole's been freshly dug, Tonto.
It's big enough for man.
Oh, Silver, hole.
Scout, look out of hole.
The gas is sickening here, Tonto. The horses don't like it.
Me not like it either.
This hole was dug to allow the gas in some underground chamber to escape. I wonder if... Tonto. I think we have the explanation to the mystery of Death Cavern.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. Aware that the townspeople of Lenape, as well as the United States Marshal, were impatient for him to apprehend the outlaws and put an end to the crime wave which had plagued the district, Sheriff Flint cunningly placed suspicion on Jeff Young as the leader of the gang. Convinced that Sheriff Flint's suspicion of Jeff as an outlaw and murderer was sound, the marshal, with Flint and Dutch, knocked on the door of the youth's home.
Well, Marshal, this is something of a surprise. Morning, Sheriff.
Maybe there'll be an unpleasant surprise before we're through, Young.
I'll handle this, Flint.
Just as you say, Marshal. Dutch, you search the house.
Sure, boss.
Why, I don't understand.
I just aimed to ask you a few questions, Jeff.
What about?
I saw a post outside your house as we came up. Looks like you've been practicing some fancy shooting on it.
Yeah?
What for?
Well, I just like to shoot, that's all.
Yeah. And you ain't content just to riddle that post, either.
Let me see your guns, Jeff.
There they are on the table. I was cleaning them when you came.
44, eh?
What'd I tell you, Marshal? It was 44s that killed the driver and the guard on the stage.
Hey, you aren't suspecting me.
Where were you about 11 o'clock last night, Jeff?
Well, I was right here.
Can you prove it?
No, I can't.
Where were you the night the Powder City stage was stuck up?
Well, when was that?
As if you didn't know. It was Friday.
Well, I was home then, too.
Pretty phony alibi, eh, Marshal? Jeff, what caused your pa's death?
Why, nothing. He just died, that's all.
That's a lie. He was hung.
Is that true, Jeff?
I reckon it is, Marshal.
Why did they do it?
They accused him of murder. Said he robbed a stage.
What'd I tell you, Marshal?
He was framed. Dad never did a dishonest thing in his life.
I suppose he was home the night of the murder, too.
Yes, he was. I was with him.
Then why didn't you clear him, Jeff?
Well, they wouldn't believe me. I was just a kid, and they laughed at me. But I know he was innocent. I know he was.
Easy, Jeff.
Ask him about the stage guard, Marshal.
Jeff, does one of the men who testified against your pa at the trial work for the stage line?
Why?
Answer him, Young.
But
ain't it true that the guard on the stage last night was a witness against your old man?
Yeah, it's true.
Sure. You're bitter because you think your old man was framed for murder. You vowed to revenge him, so you practiced with guns on a post.
That isn't true.
As a dispatcher, you're informed when there's gold or cash coming through on the stage. So you round up your gang and slip out nights for some fancy halls.
No.
Then when you get the chance to revenge your pa on one of the men you think framed him, you drill him in cold blood.
I never did.
Cunningly, relentlessly, with all the foresight of his shrewd, scheming brain, Sheriff Flint built up a case against Jeff Young. A case based on impasse and false evidence. Slowly, yet as surely as if Flint himself were pulling the rope taut, the hangman's noose tightened about the innocent youth's neck.
Look what I found, Flint.
Let me see, Dutch.
Why? Well, that's a money pouch.
Yeah. And it's stamped with the name of the United States government.
Where'd you get that? That ain't mine.
You told the truth that time, Young. Look here, Marshal. Pay cash.
That's not mine, Marshal. I swear it.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
I never saw that cash before.
Put the handcuffs on him, Dutch.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
That's what your old man said.
You're framing me, just like my dad was framed. I never murdered anybody.
Take him along, Dutch. That money pouch just about puts the noose around his neck.
Flint wasted no time in rushing the youth to trial, nor in bringing his case to a speedy conclusion. He was helped in this by the people of Lenape themselves, already incensed by the holdups which were becoming even more frequent and daring as time went on. They were aroused by the cold-blooded killing of the stage driver and the guard, and it was obvious that Jeff Young had very little chance to escape the hangman's noose. The courtroom was tense as the jury returned with the verdict.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
What is it?
We find the defendant, Jeff Young, guilty of murder in the first degree.
Sheriff, take charge of the prisoner.
Glad to.
I'll take charge of the prisoner, Judge.
Mass, an outlaw and an Indian.
In the rear of the crowded courtroom, voices rose excitedly as a tall man who wore a white sombrero and a black mask walked down the aisle with a grave-faced Indian dressed in buckskin. In his hands, the masked man held twin silver-mounted six-guns, ready for business.
Take the keys from the sheriff and unlock Jeff's handcuffs, Tonto.
What's the meaning of this?
It means Jeff Young is innocent. I'm taking him with me to prove it.
That's a lie! A masked man is one of Young's gang!
He wants keys.
Stand back, Redskin, or I'll drill you.
Put those guns back in leather, Flint. Jeff Young is coming with us.
You'll swallow lip first.
My hand, Tonto!
Jump and Tunipy shot both guns right out of the sheriff's hands.
Sorry, Sheriff. I didn't want any wild shooting. Someone might get hurt.
Hey, you...
Get those keys, Toto.
He got them. Now you're free.
Well, I don't...
Don't ask questions now, Jeff. We're your friends. Take him outside, Toto.
Dutch, don't let him get away. Riddle him.
Keep your hands where they are, Dutch.
Dutch, what are you waiting for?
I'm taking that man Sombre's advice, Flint. This time he might aim above the hand.
All of you, stay where you are. I'm coming through.
Get away.
What do we do, boss?
Steady, Silver. Easy. Coming after us, Toto.
Where are you taking me?
You'll soon know, Jeff. Remember, Toto, ride just fast enough for them to keep us in sight.
Toto, Sammy.
All right, keep us up. Ride.
Get him up.
Get up, boss.
Get him up. Get him up.
Straight into the canyon streaked the great horse, Silver, with Skelton the horse ridden by Jeff not far behind. Reining in the powerful stallion's stride so that it would not outdistance the pursuers, the Lone Ranger looked back and saw Flint and his posse hot on the trail.
They're following us, Tonto.
Why do you want them to follow us?
You see, plenty soon.
Well, where are you heading?
Death Cavern.
I'm riding ahead, Tonto. Be sure to let them keep you in sight. Come on, Silver!
Racing ahead, the masked man reined in his white stallion at the gas-filled hole he and Tonto had discovered. It was but the work of a moment to tumble the huge rock they had held in readiness over the gap, sealing the gas in the chamber below. Then with Tonto and Jeff, the Lone Ranger rode on and into the mouth of Death Cavern.
Hold, Silver, hold.
Say, this is the place where so many men have died. It's not safe here.
Everything will be taken care of, Jeff. The main thing is to prove your innocence and capture the murderer and the gang.
I guess you're right, but I don't see how you're going to...
Posse ride, plenty fast.
There they are. Now move over here into the dark. When the posse rides through, they'll find the gang at the rear of the cave. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
The masked man and his companions maneuvered their horses into the deep shadows at the side of the cavern and quieted their mounts. By lining themselves against the shadowy wall of the cave, they left a clear road for the sheriff's posse to ride through and surprise the outlaws in the rear.
You mean the outlaws are right here in this cavern?
This is their hideout, Jeff. And when they... Listen.
I told you, Marshal, the steps were in that cavern.
That's right, Marshal.
What are you afraid of? They went in, didn't they? We saw them with their own eyes.
Just the same. You'd get me to go in that cavern.
Yeah, me either.
If this don't beat everything... We trapped them outlaws and you won't go in and get them.
Knowing too well that if the marshal and the posse trailed their quarry into Death Cavern, they would inevitably surprise and capture the outlaw gang in the rear of their underground hideout, Flint seized upon the popular belief that it meant certain and horrible death to enter the cave to prevent the posse from continuing their hunt. Unwittingly, they quickly responded to his scheme and refused to pursue Jeff Young and his rescuers into the cavern.
They're afraid to come in, Tonto. It's a good thing we prepared for this emergency by covering the hole with that rock.
That's right.
Oh, wait. I hear someone.
Hey, what's it? It's the marshal with a posse. I better tell the gang.
Who's that?
Quiet.
He's a big fella. He's gone to tell the others. I'm going to follow him, Tonto. Wait here.
He's savvy.
The posse won't come in for the outlaws. We'll send the outlaws out to the posse.
How?
You'll see in a moment, Jeff. Adios.
Feeling his way along the damp, murky corridor of the cave, the Lone Ranger trailed the outlaw whose voice he had heard warning the gang. Creeping stealthily around a bend in the channel, he suddenly saw several grim-faced renegades with six guns worn loosely at their hips assembled in a huge clearing ahead. They were listening to the man he had followed.
I tell you, they're waiting for us to come out. Flint and Dutch are with them. We got nothing to worry about. The posse's scared to come in. Flint's got them believing all them stories they heard. We got enough food and water in here to last us for weeks. They'll get tired of waiting and we'll walk out. What's up,
you men, put down your guns and come out with your hands up.
Come and get us, mister.
You haven't a chance. If you stay here much longer, you'll be gassed.
Oh, you hear that, boys? Even that hombre believes them stories.
What I've said is true. The hole you cut through the roof of the cavern to let the gas out has been closed up. The gas has been sealed in this cave.
Hey, the army's right. I can smell the gas. Hey. Come get out of here. Come on.
Get your men ready, Marshal. The gang's coming out.
Coughing. gurgling and choking from the poisonous gas which was beginning to fog the cave, making it a literal death trap. The outlaws fought with each other to gain the entrance and save themselves from the fumes. Stumbling and groping their way to the patch of light which marked the mouth of the cavern, they emerged with red, streaming eyes and handkerchiefs held over their noses. Immediately, they were pounced upon by the marshal and his men and taken prisoner.
Keep them hands up. Take their guns, man. Come on.
I appreciate that. Shut up, you fool.
Don't do it.
I think we're about ready to learn who the leader of the outlaws really is, Marshal.
Don't go making any wild guesses, stranger.
Dutch, you're wanted for the murder of the stage driver and guard.
Me?
Yes. You better tell all you know, Dutch, before they hang you.
Hang me?
All right, Sheriff. Put the handcuffs on him.
Sure, stranger.
No. No, you don't, Flint. I ain't taking the blame for your hog while shooting. Flint's the murderer, stranger. I saw him shoot them fellas.
Why, you...
Quick! Keep it in leather, Flint.
Grab him, man. All right, come on. That's yours.
Well, Marshal, you heard what I wanted you to hear.
I heard plenty, thanks to you, mister. But how did you...
Flint had Dutch plant the money bag in Jeff's home while you talked in the other room. You'll find the rest of the loot in the cavern.
You mean there really ain't poison gas in it?
There is now because I closed a hole in the roof. The gas will escape when the rock's removed.
Am I free now, Marshal?
Free as air, Jeff. I should have known it was that yellow-livered coyote Flint from the slick way he tried to pin the murder on you.
If it wasn't for the Lone Ranger... Hey, he's gone.
Who did you say?
Tarno told me in the cave. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'm still there! Come there!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.